Lily's eyes filled with tears as Petunia succeeded in tugging her hand away.
"I'm not a freak," said Lily. "That's a horrible thing to say."
"That's where you're going," said Petunia with relish. "A special school for freaks. You and that Snape boy. Weirdos. That's what you two are. It's good you're being separated from normal people. It's for our safety."
Lily glanced toward her parents, who were looking around the platform with an air of wholehearted enjoyment, drinking in the scene. Then she looked back at her sister, and her voice was low and fierce.
"You didn't think it was such a freak's school when you wrote to the headmaster and begged him to take you?"
Petunia turned scarlet.
"Beg? I didn't beg. I saw his reply. It was very kind."
"You shouldn't have read," whispered Petunia. "That was my private. How could you?"
Lily gave herself away by half-glancing toward where Snape stood nearby. Petunia gasped.
"That boy found it. You and that boy have been sneaking in my room."
"No, not sneaking."
Now Lily was on the defensive.
"Severus saw the envelope, and he couldn't believe a muggle could have contacted Hogwarts, that's all. He says there must be wizards working undercover in the postal service who take care of—"
"Apparently wizards poke their noses in everywhere," said Petunia, now as pale as she had been flushed.
"Freak!"
She spat at her sister, and she flounced off to where her parents stood. The scene dissolved again. Snape was hurrying along the corridor of the Hogwarts Express as it clattered through the countryside. He had already changed into his school robes, had perhaps taken the first opportunity to take off his dreadful muggle clothes. At last he stopped outside a compartment in which a group of rowdy boys were talking. Hunched in a corner seat beside the window was Lily, her face pressed against the windowpane. Snape slid open the compartment door and sat down opposite Lily. She glanced at him and then looked back out of the window. She had been crying.
"I don't want to talk to you," she said in a constricted voice.
"Why not?"
"Toonie hates me because we saw that letter from Dumbledore."
"So what?" She threw him a look of deep dislike.
"So she's my sister."
"She's only a—" He caught himself quickly. Lily, too busy trying to wipe her eyes without being noticed, did not hear him.
"But we're going,"
he said, unable to suppress the exhilaration in his voice.
"This is it. We're off to Hogwarts."
She nodded, mopping her eyes, but in spite of herself, she half smiled.
"You'd better be in Slytherin,"
said Snape, encouraged that she had brightened a little.
"Slytherin?"
One of the boys sharing the compartment, who had shown no interest at all in Lily or Snape until that point, looked around at the word, and Harry, whose attention had been focused entirely on the two beside the window, saw his father. Slight, black-haired like Snape, but with that indefinable air of having been well cared for, even adored, that Snape so conspicuously lacked.
"Who wants to be in Slytherin? I think I'd leave, wouldn't you?"
James asked the boy lounging on the seats opposite him, and with a jolt, Harry realized that it was Sirius. Sirius did not smile.
"My whole family have been in Slytherin," he said.
"Blimey,"
said James,
"and I thought you seemed all right."
Sirius grinned.
"Maybe I'll break the tradition. Where are you heading, if you've got the choice?"
James lifted an invisible sword.
"Gryffindor, where dwell the brave at heart, like my dad."
Snape made a small disparaging noise. James turned on him.
"Got a problem with that?"
"No," said Snape, though his slight sneer said otherwise.
"If you'd rather be brawny than brainy." "Where are you hoping to go, seeing as you're neither?"
interjected Sirius. James roared with laughter. Lily sat up, rather flustered, and looked from James to Sirius in dislike.
"Come on, Severus, let's find another compartment."
"Ooh!"
James and Sirius imitated her lofty voice. James tried to trip Snape as he passed.
"See ya, Snivellus,"
a voice called as the compartment door slammed. And the scene dissolved once more.